And the background music of Larry Razavi right there with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial. Yes, as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And we're coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 56 degrees, some sun breaking through those clouds this morning, and very gusty winds out there this morning. Beautiful day nonetheless here in Chasm land. And like I said, it is our 248th broadcast, our program of our Musicians Come and Play program. And we have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in right now. We'll go to the phone line and say good morning to Mr. Randy Eckhart. Randy, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Sty. Thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. And we are talking to you where? Tell us where you're at.
I'm located in Brighton, Colorado.
All right. And proximity-wise, I guess we all know where Denver is, but which direction are you located in the state of Colorado?
We're about 15, 20 minutes northeast of Denver.
Okay, very good. Very good. Born and raised there, or where were you born?
Yeah, right here in Denver.
Oh, really? Okay. And did you live there all your life, or did you settle someplace else in the meantime?
Yeah, actually, my mom still lives in our childhood home, which is about 10 minutes west of me in Thornton, Colorado.
Okay. Very, very
good.
That's
where I grew up.
All right. And went to school right there then in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you go on to any college after high school?
I did.
All right. Where'd you go?
Got an architectural engineering degree in Front Range Community College.
Okay. Very, very good. And music-wise, how'd you get started in the music business?
My father, Ronnie Eckhart, he started playing the accordion, taking lessons from a well-known Dutch hop musician, Paul Weingart. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but Paul Weingart and Adolph Lesser were pretty big names around Colorado.
Okay.
Getting the Dutch hop style music going. And my father started taking lessons from him when he was 5 years old, and he started his own band when he was 14, and okay. I believe that was probably 1960.
Okay-ish.
And he played accordion and had a band his entire life. And I joined his band when I was 13 years old in 1993, playing the bass piano. And then in 1995, I moved over to Hammer Dulcimer and played with him until he had some health problems in 2009. He had a shoulder injury, so I moved over to accordion, took over for him for a year, and then he came back and then had more health problems in 2011. And I pretty much took over from Ronnie Eckhart and the Dutch Hop Music Makers to Randy Eckhart and the Dutch Hop Music Makers.
Awesome. So, that's very good. And
not accordion sense.
Okay. And Dutch Hop Music, for folks that don't know, it's kind of a special music, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we are Germans from Russia, which means we migrated from Germany to Russia to farm and found out that wasn't so great. So then they left there and came to the United States and primarily settled in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, and Kansas as well.
Okay.
And with that, along the Volga River, they had their own style of music, which was the Dutch Hop style. But when they came here in the 1930s, 1940s, it wasn't really that good to be German. So that's where the term, instead of German hop or style, they changed it to Dutch because that was more socially acceptable.
Okay.
So it just kind of stuck. And it's just a more livelier, more upbeat music or style of polka music than the traditional styles that you guys are probably familiar with.
Yeah.
There.
Around here, a lot of folks are familiar with the Dutchman style music. In Minnesota, they refer to New Ulm as the music capital of polka music. And so we're very much, aware or... I don't know the right term to use, but that's the style we're used to. And, of course, then I think in the late 60s and 70s, the Polish folks really made an impression here for quite a while. Some of the bands doing some Polish-style music. Of course, Frankie Yankovic was around for many years in some of those bands with the Cleveland style. So, yeah, we've recognized the different styles. But the Dutch Hop, that one, not so much. Probably folks might recognize from RFD TV or so, they might recognize like the Polka Nuts. They use the spoons or the dulcimer type music, so very similar to what you guys do.
Yep, yeah, they're really close friends.
They are.
In
okay.
Colorado uh-huh. as well. Yeah, we're all pretty much a post-net group out here, kind of our own big polka
okay.
family.
Wonderful.
And, RFD's been great, the Molly B Polka Show. Really kind of got us out and about, and we've heard all over the country. I've sent music out, and that's a really good feeling because everything's been so isolated here. And back in like 2008, I put some dulcimer on YouTube,
uh-huh.
which before YouTube got big, to try to get the Colorado Dutch Hop out there, and it's slowly came pretty popular now. And we have, if you go on YouTube and search Dutch Hop or mm-hmm. dulcimer or Colorado polka, you come up with endless hours of entertainment there, and it's gone a lot bigger with social networking and the way the internet works now. It's amazing.
Okay. So with this style of music now, you guys still did gigs and dance jobs and things like that in your area and thereabouts. And you would entertain just the same as any other style of music for weddings, anniversaries, occasions, all that type of stuff too, huh?
Yes, sir. And unfortunately, the Dutch Hop style around here, it's kind of faded out. And the older generations, probably the last generation, and the younger group, like my age in late 30s, maybe the last group that really has done anything with the music, and it's kind of dying out, and it's pretty sad. But yeah, weddings are hard to come by anymore, and anniversaries mm-hmm. here and there, but mostly we just play public dances, and even those, it's changed, and we've lost our northern side. Greeley, Northern Colorado, used to be really, really big, regular dances every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of lost that over the last year in 2017, and primarily we have dances here in Golden and Westminster, Colorado, so
okay.
more central.
Okay. And so are you still actively booking dance jobs then, Randy?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so we play, you know, a few times a year in Golden at the Denver Kickers Sport Club.
Okay.
For the Polka Denver Club. And then we play Oktoberfest as those come in, and that works for everybody, and it's busy, and weekends are hard to free up. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit, but we still get out there, and we still go at it.
Okay. So, backing up, when you picked up the accordion, were you self-taught then, or did your dad give you lessons, or did you take lessons someplace else?
My dad, he's a great musician. He's probably one of the best Dutch hop musicians, and I'm not just saying that because he's my dad, but you'll get that vibe from other people around here. But when it came to teaching, not so good. He would kind of just sit there and play the song for me and, like, show me how it went and then say, there you go. And I kind of just picked it up from that. But I think getting rooted on the bass piano and learning, you know, the songs and the chord changes. And then with the hammered dulcimer, you kind of pound out the melody in there and you take leads of the songs. So I learned a lot that way. So it was kind of an easy transition. But I've always kind of picked up the accordion and played since I was in that 13, 14-year-old area. But really took off when in the 2000s, I think, is when I got more serious about it and spent more time playing it.
Okay. Well, very good.
The dulcimer was always my love.
Uh-huh.
What I always wanted to do, you know, since I was a little kid.
Great. Well, if you can hold that thought for just a moment, Randy, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I need to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. So, Si here for the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. Today, June 3rd, marks 50 years since my dad, Junior Funnestein, along with his partner, Dave Telfin, bought the St. Joe Meat Market from John Flieger. That is when I started at the meat market as well. Just think, back then, ground beef was only 39 cents per pound. A quarter of beef was going for 59 cents per pound. But also, you could buy gas for 19 cents per gallon as well at that time. Yes, some things have certainly changed in 50 years, but what hasn't changed is the great quality of meat and the great service that you have come to expect at the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes, and we hope to be around for many more years to come. Hosting and cooking at the Brat Sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is the St. Joe Lions. Come out on Friday and Saturday and show your support for our great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. And again, that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Randy, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We get together a nice meat package, put it up, mail that out to you, priority mail, so you get it in about a day's time. And hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds great. We are not vegetarians by any means.
Well, awesome. And I imagine you have performed at a lot of the Polka Fests where they have food venues as well?
Yeah, those have kind of faded around here as well. It's kind of sad. But, yeah, we've been around some good ones over the years.
You bet. And so you've enjoyed a brat and a beverage or some of those great ethnic type foods over the years as well, I'm sure.
Never turn that down.
Nope, there you go. Well, Randy, we were talking about the dulcimer, and for folks, I myself don't really, I've never seen one close up. So is it kind of like a xylophone or what, could you describe it a little bit? What the instrument is and what it actually does, how you play it?
Yeah, it's basically, if you've ever seen the inside of a piano,
mm-hmm.
and you see the tuning pegs, and then the strings come around, and okay. then as you strike the key, the hammer comes down and hits the strings to play the note.
Okay.
So instead of hitting the piano keys, we do it manually and grab the hammers and hammer it out.
Okay.
And it's tuned chromatically, and... it's either going to be, if you play in the flat keys, which I'm sure you're familiar with,
yeah,
the black ones, or in naturals, or the white ones, that's how the dulcimer has to be tuned. It's got to be one way or the other.
All right. And just roughly, what is like the average cost of an instrument like that? I mean, everybody knows how much a concertina costs, or a trumpet, or But what does a dulcimer run about?
With the Colorado style dulcimer, it's a little bit different. We have four strings per note, and you'll see dulcimers all around everywhere that only have two strings per note. So we're kind of rare with our style of hammer dulcimer.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the last real hammer dulcimer maker in the area passed away probably 5-6 years ago, but he made 125 of them. So if you have those, I think you can kind of name your price. But the last one I bought was in 2004, and I paid $1,000 for it.
Oh, my.
I think it's worth every penny, if not more, with how much craftsmanship and hard work and everything that goes into these things. And the beautiful sound that comes out of them is amazing.
So when you're doing a gig, now you're taking that instrument along, is it heavy like a keyboard would be, or is it not that heavy, or how is it cumbersome?
It's probably a good 50, 60 pounds, I would say.
So it is fairly transportable then?
Yeah. And I think the shape of it makes it easy to go up and down the stairs because it's a trapezoid.
Oh, yes.
That's why they built it that way.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, and they all sound different. Every single one, even from the same guy who made them.
Really?
I have seven myself, and every single one has a different sound to them.
You have seven dulcimers?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. You're just like the concertina guys that have so many different. Now, are they different in key, or are they all the same?
They're all tuned differently. I have some in the natural key, some in the flats, but
okay.
Most of them just sit on the shelf, and I have the one that we play, the last one that I bought in 2004. It's got my initials in the soundboard.
Okay.
That's probably my best-sounding one, and it stays in tune the best, and that's the other thing. They're so temperamental. Any sort of change in humidity, temperature, if it gets hot, they go flat. If it's cold out, they go sharp, and there's 88 strings on there that you got to try to keep in tune and do that all night long. So it's
yes,
you got to love playing the dulcimer to go through all the work and then changing strings and poking holes in your fingers and trying to put those on, and it's a labor of love for sure.
There you go. Well, for folks just joining in, wondering who we're visiting with, Randy Eckhart out of Brighton, Colorado, and specialist in the Dutch hop music. And it's very, very interesting. You've got a recording out, Randy, and it's very, very good. I've gotten an order of music from you, and I do have it available for sale now. But I had a chance to preview it this past couple of weeks, and boy, you get kind of addicted to it. It's a fun style of music.
Well, thank you. That one was just me by myself, and we haven't recorded anything with the band here in a while.
Okay. So now when you talk about the band, how many members in your band then?
We have a four-piece group. We have a bass piano, hammer dulcimer, accordion, and trombone.
Okay. And so you're currently playing the accordion, so you have somebody else that is accomplished at playing the dulcimer then, huh?
Yes, sir. His name is Matt Dingus. He's from Brighton. I think he just recently moved to Thornton a little while ago, but we grew up, went to school together, so we've been friends for a long time and hang out regularly. Our kids play, so it's a close-knit group there. Trombone player, Bill Jackson, my older brother also played. He passed away when he was 16 years old, so he didn't.
Oh, my.
And this was back in 1982, but Bill Jackson was his friend from school and played trombone in his band. My brother had a band at 12 years old and played for a couple years before my dad and playing piano with him. But we looked up Bill Jackson in 1995, and he joined playing trombone with my dad and I. We had a three-piece group. My dad had an electronic bass accordion, and I played the dulcimer, and Bill joined us, and Bill's been with me ever since.
Okay.
So I think that makes, 21 years, 22 years?
Wow, that's great.
Now that he's been playing. And then Steve Dinas Jr., who plays piano, now his father, Steve Dinas Sr., played with my dad in the 60s and 70s, and we joined him in the late 80s, early 90s, and then his son worked with our dad's playing in the band together. We grew up together and been friends, so it's a fun band for sure.
Now, are there a lot of
a lot of history?
Are there a lot of people that played the dulcimer? I mean, like, I was in the dance band circuit for a number of years, and I played trumpet and then switched over to drums. And if you were short a drummer, if I had something going on, you always had a list of 15, 20 drummers that you could call, or trumpet players. You could always have a whole catalog of them. But how about dulcimer players? Are there a few around?
There's quite a few around, but most of them are tied up in bands. And
okay.
Some, like I told you, the labor of love.
Okay.
Kind of get burned out on it and kind of hang it up, but are there. Come out and play, and since our music's kind of faded, our thing has been little get-togethers at the houses, kind of garage party, or if the weather's not cooperating, we do basement parties and bring out musicians, and we're all close friends, everybody out here, and like I told you, it was a bit of a large family, and it's amazing. My generation, like Matt, who plays in the band, and Steve, we all play multiple instruments. There's probably 8 to 10 of us, I think, and we had a group back in 1994 called the Alpine Juniors, where all of us kids played in a band. And now with that group, we just all always just switch around instruments, and when we get together and jam, that's kind of what we do. So
sure.
No. You always call on somebody, and that's kind of what my last couple of years were with work commitments with Matt and Steve. They were always tied up. And I had to call on my other friends to help fill up, and always had a good band, I can tell you that much.
Uh-huh. And that leads me to another question then. So did you make your sole living playing music, or did you do something else for a career then?
Oh, I wish I could, but no, I have a structural engineering business that I own and operate.
Oh, okay.
That I've done since 2009,
okay.
2008.
Okay.
Yeah, so
good
my 10th year doing that. And
sure.
It enables me to get out and do travel when we do travel and not have to worry about getting time off of work or
sure.
arranging anything. So it's been great.
And what does that involve, the structural engineering? Do you do like construction or roads or buildings? Or what type of work does that involve?
Well, here in Colorado, this might shock you, I do a lot of the designs for swimming pools and spas.
Oh, okay.
That go in ground. And then I do designs for custom houses. Have done a subdivision for Del West Homes, residential additions, custom homes. A lot of design work, inspections, foundation issues.
Nice.
Provided a good living for me. I'm very proud of what it's turned into.
Well, that's great. Well, we just about run out of time, Randy, so I want to ask you right now, I ask each and every guest, as they look back over their career, and yours is sort of moderate, not real lengthy, but of course not just the first year either for you. As you look back, any fond memories, good, bad, or otherwise, that you might share with the listeners as you look back over your music career?
Looking back, I still have my dad's truck, his black F-150, and just the memories of that on the road, going to traveling all these places, and the most special memories are playing side by side with my dad, and I didn't really appreciate as much as that meant to me at the time. You know, you think it's always going to be there, it's always going to be like that, and then when it was taken away, you really realize how special those were. So any time I can think back to that, it's been great. We've had a lot of good people come into our lives that unbelievable what this music does and how much friendship and camaraderie it provides from Dutch hop music to polka music all over the country. You know, we got friends and people that we have met over the years, so you can't knock that by any means, and that's been great. And just the camaraderie of our band and the closeness and the tightness of friendship there. And I always tell the guys, like, man, it doesn't get any better than this, being on stage, making music, and drinking beer with your buddies, right?
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Well, Randy, our time has run out. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest before I leave them go that the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That's great. And I sure appreciate you taking the time for me and share my music with everybody there in your great land.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here, and we're going to preview some of that great Dutch hop music in just a moment here. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great afternoon, Randy.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes. Randy Eckhart of Brighton, Colorado. Our 248th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And don't go away. We've got music coming up by Randy Eckhart, the Dutch hop music, so don't go away. You'll enjoy it. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Our 248th edition, Randy Eckhart, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And Randy specializes in the Dutch hop music. And kind of excited to get to playing that for you because it's not your traditional old-time music, but very enjoyable. So you're in for a treat today. Randy Eckhart, his CD is called Traditions. And this one is called Ryland's Polka. Randy Eckhart. Thank you. Randy Eckhart and one called the Rylands Polka, featuring the Dutch Hop style music there. Some great stuff for you. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are at 57, our current temperature here in Albany. Another polka tune. This one's called the Wedding Day Polka, Randy Eckhart. Randy Eckhart with the Dutch Hop style music there, one called the Wedding Day Polka. Taking us to 23 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. And that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, Davey Bertowski and the gang. And yes, they're excited about things happening at Turco. Yes, it's going to be Dave's birthday bash, and that's coming up July 12th. It's a Thursday. It's a one-day trip to cruise in Taylor Falls on the St. Croix River. And you can join in the fun, just $79 per person. Departure time is 7 a.m. from Shopko West in St. Cloud. And you're going to receive round-trip motor coach transportation, a two-hour cruise in Taylor Falls on the St. Croix River, lunch at the Paradise Landing in Balsam Lake, birthday cake, and a cheese stop on the way home. Fun time, you bet. So for more information or to get on board the bus, to make that reservation, give Dave a call, 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. And, of course, Turco does all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours, all the big cities, of course, around the United States and beyond. And they do the statewide tours around Minnesota and, of course, lots and lots of casino tours in and about our upper Midwest area. So check them out. They'd love to have you travel with them. And, again, their phone number, 1-800-868-7261. That's Turco's First Line Tours. And proudly bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More music right now with Randy Eckhart off of his Traditions CD, and this one's called Ding-a-Ling Polka. Randy Eckhart and the Dutch Hop Music, one called the Ding-a-Ling Polka. And I should have mentioned earlier the first selection, Ryland's Polka, and that was written by Randy Eckhart. This next one called the Party Time Polka, was written by Randy's dad, Ronnie Eckhart. One called the Party Time Polka. Eckhart right there with one called the Party Time Polka, and again that one written by his dad Ronnie Eckhart. Some good stuff for you there. Taking us to 12:30 here on KASM. 57 is our current temperature here in Albany. Sun still trying to break through, just turning 58 now. I just see it flipped over to 58, so 58 at 12:30. Alrighty. As we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, and that always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler Brand Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Have you had a chance to get out to Kevin's? Boy, if you haven't, you're missing the boat. Yeah, Kevin's a great guy, and folks really enjoy visiting with Kevin. I hear from all sorts of folks, all walks of life. They just enjoy Kevin. Nice big yard to try those hustlers out. It just doesn't get any better. And just a voice of experience here, lawn cutting can be kind of a chore. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily like cutting lawn. But boy, when you've got a great lawnmower like that Hustler, it makes it so much enjoyable. And yeah, you're just going to really enjoy keeping your lawn nicely manicured and cut when you have a great machine like that Hustler. Check them out this week or when you get a chance. Kevin, of course, with new models on hand, and always happy to see you come out there. Give him a call before you come. Of course, Kevin's a busy guy, single guy. Yes, he's doing all the field work this time of the year, so you'll want to be sure that he's there when you come to check those mowers out. So give him a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So yeah, if you've got a machine there that's getting a little tired, needs some tender loving care, Kevin can take care of that for you. Yes, he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do all of that for you. And of course, if it's getting a little more tired than you like, well, he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And Kevin does accept trades and doesn't keep a junk pile. So he'll tune up old Bessie and put her out for sale. And yeah, if you're looking for something to use, he's usually got something in the used department as well. Fun place to go. You just have to check him out. Easy to find. Head on down County Road 3, north of St. Joe, about 6 miles out. Look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from the big post in the ditch there. Nice big yard. Nice pond there. He's got the goldfish swimming around. Lucy the dog is out there. The kids always enjoy visiting. Brought the daycare kids along a few times, and they just love watching Lucy jump in the pond and swim with the goldfish. So, yeah, it's very entertaining to stop on by Kevin's. So Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 58 our temperature here in Albany. Our music continues right now. This one is called Drink One Brothers. Randy Eckert and the Dutch Hop Music. Randy Eckert off of his CD called Traditions, and that one's called Drink One Brothers. 25 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 58, our temperature here in Albany. Another nice tune by Randy Eckert. It's called The Prairie Polka. Thank you. Randy Eckhart out of Brighton, Colorado, specializing in the Dutch hop music. And yeah, very entertaining. That one called the Prairie Polka. Here's another interesting one, one called the Honeymooners Polka. Randy Eckhart. Randy Eckhart with one called the Honeymooners Polka here on KASM, the Dutch hop style music. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 58, our current temperature here in Albany, as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdok. Yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, start making memories together. And yes, looking at the brochure here, half the page is done already. A lot of those trips have been fulfilled, and a great time has been had by all. So now they're looking forward to their 25th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation, comes your way in July. Also, the Canadian Rockies, another great tour. That's in August 22nd through the 28th. They're going to do their 30th, yes, their 30th annual Mystery Tour in September. Other great shows coming up. Trips, Maggie May, the Country Dinner Show, Oxford, Wisconsin, in September. Also in September, it's the Norsk Hostfest Scandinavian Festival out in Minot, North Dakota. Then they're going to go on their 20th annual New England States Tour. There's also a National Parks Tour coming up, Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, Gatlinburg Smoky Mountains, Pigeon Forge, and Nashville. That's in December. And, yeah, some other trips as well. So, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to be on their mailing list, find out more about any or all of these trips, give Laverne and Kim a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-840-9211. You can also visit them on the web, www.lavernestravel.com. Laverne and Kim, well, they just enjoy traveling with folks, and they enjoy company. They're just so hospitable, and yeah, they make things work. So you'll want to check that out. Give them a call. Check out all of the great trips that they have, and sign up for the ones that fit your schedule. You bet they'd love to have you travel with them. So again, Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Once again, we have 59 now, our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues with Randy Eckert on the accordion featuring the dulcimer. And this one is one called Eckert Special, again written by his dad, Ronnie Eckert. Eckert. That's Randy Eckert with his CD Traditions, and the song was Eckert Special, and that was written by Ronnie Eckert, Randy's dad. 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, 59, our current temperature here in Albany. Another one here off of the Traditions CD. It's one called the Kayla Polka. Randy Eckhart there with one called Kayla's Polka. 12 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, winding down another segment of our musical treat for dancing feet. Here's one called the Dulcimer Polka. Randy Eckhart. Eckhart with one called the Dulcimer Polka. This one's one called the Jody Lee Polka. Randy Eckhart. Randy Eckhart on the accordion there with the dulcimer and other musical instruments in there. One called Jody Lee Polka. We're going to have to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with a medley of tunes. This one's called George's Polka Dulcimer Medley. Randy Eckhart. Randy Eckhart and one called the George's Polka Dulcimer Medley. Coming up on 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 59, our current temperature here in Albany. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.